Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Hi everyone, welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we don't let Amy pick the movies anymore. I'm done.
Really?
Dude, I picked this because it looked terrible, but I thought it would be like, you know, the cheesy terrible. This is just flat out terrible.
You didn't think it was cheesy terrible? Because I did.
I thought it was flat out unwatchable.
Okay, I didn't think it was that bad. Maybe it was the fever, but I laid in my bed and thoroughly enjoyed every stupid minute of it. It was so stupid.
It was dumb. Guys, I'm Amy Archer. I'm with my bestie, Steph, and we are talking about Hunting Housewives. Now, we need to address first Stephanie's illness and her absence from our MAFS podcast yesterday.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm
what
sure
did
no
you,
one cares.
Are you feeling better? Tell us what's going on, and did you watch the episode?
I did watch the episode, obviously. I haven't listened to the podcast yet.
Well, because it's not there.
I'm laying in bed, convalescing with a fever. And, you know, it is what it is.
She's taken to her bed, guys.
Taken to my bed.
Mm-hmm. With Shirley MacLaine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I sent you pictures of her a little while ago and you never even answered. So fuck you. But whatever.
Yeah, she's snoring with her eyes open.
It's so gross. She sleeps with her eyes open, and I hate it so much. I hate it.
Aww,
it like it freaks me out so bad.
It's cute.
And today she had like her tongue hanging out, and she was like snoring and eyes open, and it was a whole scene.
Let's get to what we're really here to talk about. Are you excited for the Virgin River rewatch starting next week? Wait, does it start next week? No, it starts April 5th.
Okay. Yeah, of course I'm excited.
Are you excited?
It's like my favorite thing in the whole world.
I'm
next
really
to French
excited.
Fries and gravy. But yeah.
Guys, if you haven't, go back season one, Virgin River, and watch what I call the 21st century Little House on the Prairie. I mean, it is so good.
You guys, if you're not watching it, just please do. Do yourself the biggest favor. It will change your life.
It's the cheesiest, most implausible, yet fun, endearing show.
Endearing. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. Jack is your Paw Ingles. Totally.
He is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just love everything about it. It's my favorite. Go
Me
watch
too.
It. And
Me too.
Listen to our recaps because we have so much fun doing them.
And I'm as cynical as they come. And I remember being like, I'm not even entertaining this show, Virgin River. And then, like, I don't know what happened. I got desperate one night for something to watch, and I started it, and I was like,
But I
and
watched
then
it.
The best was we wouldn't admit to each other that we were watching it.
Because you texted me, and you were like, I have a confession. And I'm like, okay. I just watched Virgin River, and I was like, oh my god, I watched all 14,000 seasons. Or I mean, there were like two, but yeah.
Too funny.
So good. Yep. I love it. It's my perfect cheese. It's the Brie. Ooh, and there is a Brie.
There is a Brie who has the hottest guy on the show.
The Brie to my crusty bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the hottest guy on the show. Whatever.
The hottest guy on the show. All right, my friend. Are we ready?
We are.
Guys, this bullshit was on Lifetime. I wouldn't even bother.
No, I disagree. It wasn't that bad.
First of all, I don't even know these people. I had to look everybody up.
Except Denise Richards was. And Cameron from Virgin River.
Yeah. Cameron being in it is literally the only reason I picked it.
Okay, so I have a confession. I mean, this isn't a confession. If you guys have ever listened to me on this podcast, you know this to ring true. I have no idea what any of their names are.
Of course.
So I'm calling them Denise Richards, Cameron, and Olivia Newton-John from The Dead. Because I have no idea who that other woman is. I don't know who any of them are. I can't remember their names.
Carla, who is Denise Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm. We have Nene Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's Rebel. We have Jolie.
These people are like...
Those two are
reality people?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. They're clearly not actors. Although some might argue Denise Richards is, I would argue she's not.
She is not.
Jolie, the first thing,
when I was like 3 minutes into it, and the first thing I texted you was, I think I can act better than all of these people.
Yeah, so can I.
It's pretty bad.
Jolie is played by Kim Johnson Herjavec. She's from Dancing with the Stars. No. And then Sherelle is played by Melissa Ford, who is somebody who I don't know her, but her claim to fame is that she's on the Joe Budden podcast, which I don't even know what that is either.
But we're the worst.
It does leave me a little hope that podcast people can be in these movies in the future.
I might actually have a future ahead of me.
So we open on, and let's get the elephant out of the room, shall we? What has Denise Richards done to her face?
I don't know, but it's bad.
Because she looks like Mary Payne was talking about some kind of lip flip. And I'm like, is that what she had? Like a flip up?
She definitely has.
I know nothing about this.
I do. She definitely has lip filler. And I don't know if I thought she had a lip flip more so than just too much filler. A lip flip is when they put tiny bits of Botox in your upper lip and it gives. Oh, sorry, I banged. It gives it like the appearance of filler. It's supposed to lift your lip up so it looks a little fuller.
I have a stupid question.
Okay.
What is the substance that they put to fill your lips?
Hyaluronic acid, which is naturally occurring in your body.
Mm-hmm. And they take it from somewhere else in your body?
No, it's like... It comes in a fucking syringe and they just shoot it in there.
Where do they get it from?
Well, obviously they manufacture it somewhere. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So.
Call Allergan. I don't know.
I have no clue. So we open on Denise Richards lying on the ground bleeding. There's been a plane crash. Now, these women were in a plane crash.
Yes.
And very much unlike Yellow Jackets, they seem to. One is like completely dead.
Yeah.
But the other three, like their jewelry still in place, their outfits are perfect, their hair is great. Uh-huh. They still have their shoes on.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. So we see a flashback, and 2 hours earlier, they're getting on this private plane and they're asking why Denise Richards hasn't been texting them. And she's like, me and Mark, we have a new. So she has her husband is Cam from Virgin River.
Mm-hmm.
And his name in the show is Mark. And apparently they have this new phone free policy where they're only spending time focused on each other now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not allowed to touch their phones. Now,
that's horrible.
I do this not to focus on Timmy, but I really do try to say I'm going to put my phone down for 2 hours tonight and I'm going to play Cooking Fever or I'm going to watch TV.
You guys, I actually think that this is just a lie that she tells us for her reasons of not texting me back ever.
No, I do. I really try. I try not to be so obsessed with it. It's hard, though. It's really hard.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And I'm just switching one device for another. Like, I'm putting the phone down and playing Cooking Fever on my iPad. Last night, I opened the sushi restaurant. It's been pretty exciting. And I'm I'm engrossed in a tournament in the fast food court.
Oh.
And you have to complete, like, 18 levels in a row, and you win like 20,000 gold coins, but I'm spending 50,000 gold coins to get to those levels.
I hate you.
So anyway, that's my Cooking Fever update. They're heading to this new spa, supposedly. All right. And go ahead.
But before we go into the crash, mm-hmm. we have to talk about how I truly thought the pilot was Therapy Jeff.
You did. You did think that he was Therapy Jeff. And I get that. I understand how and why.
And I love Therapy Jeff so much. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I was like, oh my God, Therapy Jeff is in a movie? This is perfect. And then I'm like, I don't think that's actually him.
You know, I interviewed him and he was super sweet. He's so nice.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's wonderful. So they're heading to the spa. The pilot is a huge nerd who tells them that luggage has to travel separately. He's flirting with Rebel, who is played by, again, NeNe Leakes. And I don't know. This is just real bad. And this is the lowest budget plane crash I've ever seen.
It's pretty
bad. They literally have a few small contained what looks like campfires.
Yes. Yes. Around.
And the plane is ripped to shreds. Yet only one of them has a scratch on her knee. Now, the other one's completely dead. And we
never even see her again.
No, we don't. We see her hand sticking up in the air. Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
I don't know how that works.
This was so wild. It was hilarious.
So wild. Timmy and I are always making fun because on Star Trek, whenever they get into whenever someone's shooting at them or they're hitting the ship or something, I don't know. This is a thing from the original. There's just all you see are sparks flying all over the place. And we're like, where are the sparks coming from? Why are there just these random sparks raining down in the ship? And I was expecting to see sparks in this plane crash.
Ugh.
So we flash back now to Jolie and Rebel. They seem to be tight, these two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rebel's engaged. They're drinking champagne. They're shit-talking Denise Richards and Cameron. And they don't know why Denise Richards can't leave the kids with the nanny and go out with them. And then they go through their purses. Oh, so now we're back at the plane crash.
Yeah, we're at the crime scene. The crime scene.
I know. That's what I was calling it. And they have a busted phone, some shoes, and some pills.
Lots of pills. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, I guess if that's... if you need to put yourself out of your misery.
Yeah. They find... This is going to be dark, guys. Fast forward like a minute.
Oh, no.
I always wanted some kind of pill with me when I'm on a plane that if we're ever in a crash and we're going down, I could just take it and not be aware of shit and just die.
Amy, I never thought of that.
Like, not a pill that would kill me, but a pill that would knock me the fuck out immediately.
Oh, no.
So that I don't live through the terror, because I'll just die when I hit the ground.
Oh, that's true.
But I don't know. In case the pilot can pull it out, I don't want to be dead.
The
you know
problem
what I mean?
With me is that I have that redhead gene where, like, I go through drugs really fast. Not, like, I mean, I need, like, this isn't coming out
metabolized
right.
Drugs?
Like, yes, thank you. It's the fever. Yes, I metabolize them very quickly. So I need large amounts of, like, pain medications and things like that. It's a whole fucking drama thing.
That's connected to being a redhead?
Yeah, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
I never knew there was
a gene. I can't remember what it's called, but I have it. Yeah. So I would need to, like, I don't know what that would look like for me because drugs don't work on me. I need lots of them. So I'd have to have, like, a bottle of something to take really fast.
Just take a bottle. Like, can you take like, NyQuil? Will that knock you out?
Example, I took NyQuil last night because I was desperate to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up just laying here shaking because it gave me the jitters and I hated myself and I slept about a half an hour all night long. It was disgusting.
Okay.
They don't work.
I can take one Benadryl and it knocks me out.
No. I take one Benadryl and it might make me a little sleepy, but I don't fall asleep. If I take two Benadryl, I get the shakes. Mm. It's awful. It's okay. awful.
Well, like these nothing, guys have a shitload of pills. And
I need like horse tranquilizer.
That's, if I were I them, to, I'd be taking them.
I need to thruple with a veterinarian so I there can get go. My hands on horse tranquilizers. Okay, that's problem solved.
So they find one phone that's not smashed. Okay.
Okay.
And they use the phone to record and document the accident scene. And what? Then they think Rebel's dead. And Sherelle's like, let me take some pictures of her.
Would you ever?
Now we go to literally an evil cave where the men are. And I wrote, could this be more on the nose?
And I said, oh my God, it's Cameron. He's adorable. What is he doing? These husbands are hilarious.
He's not adorable.
And then I was like, oh my God. Cameron is a part of Drug Nana's posse.
Remember, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. From Drug Nana. Oh,
so great.
So we learned that Cameron has hired a private detective. Mm-hmm. And he tells Sherelle's husband, she was planning on blackmailing you, dude. And he says, Jolie, she wants the prenup gone. And she recorded a private conversation about the wink, wink trade. So clearly they did like a fake stock trade or something terrible. And then the best is the husband goes, no way. And Cam goes, way.
Way. So
Rebel only wants her husband for his trust fund and cheats constantly. And he says, even my own bitchy wife betrayed me.
Whoa.
The husbands have gathered and Cam has gathered them to show them footage of the ladies in the woods.
This is so hilarious.
He says has orchestrated payback. And now we see he is filming the plane crash.
But wait, can I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say the line?
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
I'm gonna steal it from you. Cameron says, one plane accident, four tough lessons.
I don't know who's writing this. I could have written this. Like, why didn't they call me? I would have done this. No problem. Know,
but I secretly loved this so much.
Jesus Christ.
It was so hilarious. It was so hilarious.
I was flying in and out of rages while I was watching this.
I was just cracking up and texting you.
So Rebel's dead and her husband isn't really happy that she's dead. And he's like, now you're murdering people? Cam says, I call this hedging our bets.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so bad. So now he whips out a gun and he's threatening to kill Rebel's husband.
Right.
He marches him upstairs to some kind of murder / panic room.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that movie with
Jodie Foster? Of course I do.
Yeah, it was great.
So the other two husbands are like, damn, we need to figure out how to get around this guy and save our wives.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the wilderness. There is clearly a camera mounted on the tree looking right at them.
And they don't know.
And they don't see it. They don't.
The best thing is they're like, I wish we had s'mores. Like, what? I would be Amy. What? What is happening?
Don't get me wrong. I could always go for a s'more.
Well, yeah, I mean, for sure.
I mean,
so when you're in a plane crash, are you just like hanging out in the woods, like worried about chocolate? I don't know. I would be like running around screaming, crying.
Okay, let's just break down the logistics of this plane crash, first of all. Mm-hmm. First of all, he has all these cameras wired, so he knew exactly where the plane was going to go down. Okay, now one could argue that the pilot set the course for this place, but we learned that the pilot jumped out with a parachute.
Yeah, wild,
so
right?
We don't know how he got this location so exact.
I mean, he must be a really good pilot. He was at the top of his class.
Well, he is Therapy Jeff.
Therapy Jeff is a smart guy. Of course he knew how to fucking fly and crash this plane.
He is.
Props to Therapy Jeff.
We get a flashback of Cameron spying on the people that work for him. And Denise Richards like, you can't record these people without their consent. And he's like, well, you're at home doing nothing.
Nothing.
She's like, I'm home raising our kids.
I have a question.
He's like, I'm managing my assets.
I have a question.
What?
Did Denise
I have
Richards,
a question. Why? Just why? Just why well, any of this? It. But go on.
Why? Did you know that Denise Richards had such a raspy voice? Because I didn't. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything. And when she started talking, I was a little taken aback. Like, her voice didn't match her face, I feel like.
Denise Richards was married to Charlie Sheen. She had a tough life.
I know.
She's lived a real hard 40-some years.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
She was
God,
maybe,
can you imagine being married to him?
That's when he was, remember when he was real wild?
Yeah. He was off his shit.
That was really or problematic.
On his shit.
I don't know. He was on some shit. So, okay. Now they talk about how there should be a strip mall pretty close to them, and they decide they're going to climb like a 40-foot tree.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really have a ton of lower hanging branches. Well, I don't know how they're going to do this.
Denise Richards decides that that pretty woman was going to do it. I don't know her name.
The one that she's hanging out with, Sherelle?
Yeah, Sherelle. Okay, yeah, her. Yeah.
So Sherelle's like, okay, and she just climbs this huge tree. We don't see it because like it can't be done.
It's like a 300-foot friggin' tree.
Yeah, and they come back and they're like, bad news, we don't see any lights. It's daylight.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see lights anyway, weirdos. Wait till the dark and climb the tree.
I know.
I can't with these two. So now they realize they have zero memory of the plane crash. They don't remember anything that happened. But that never becomes a plot line, so don't even worry about it.
Therapy Jeff must have drugged them.
He must have. At the man cave, Cam is real disappointed that the wives didn't all die on impact because research said they would. Have we learned nothing?
Nothing.
You don't search this on your computer.
Psychos. I know. He's real dumb.
What is the research you're doing? Get a VPN. Get a private VPN and do it.
Yeah, and he's even like texting people back and forth. What?
I know.
He's not watched enough murder shows or listened to this podcast.
No, you need a lady of a certain age planning this out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We know what's up.
Hey, everyone. Stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So Denise Richards seems to be the leader here. And she says, our husbands will realize we didn't make it to the spa. And they'll come looking for us. But right now we need to start a fire. Now I have a question for you. Could you start a fire if you had to?
Hell fucking no. I've tried.
I think I could.
I've tried. It's real hard, dude. It's not as easy as you think. But
I have watched so many survival shows.
So have I. I was obsessed with Naked and Afraid.
I have had Timmy explain to me in depth.
Yeah.
I have been educated by Les Stroud, Survivor Man. Probably the greatest survivalist of our time.
I know.
I think I could do it.
You think you can until you actually try. It's not as easy as you think. Mm. I have tried. Patrick is man the hunter-gatherer when we're camping. You would never think it by, like, looking at him because he doesn't look like somebody that's outdoorsy, but he is. And I have tried on all of our camping trips. It's next to impossible.
It's really hard.
It's really hard. But I think they had fire from when the plane crashed. Like, I don't think these broads started a fire, even though they pretended that they did.
They pretend to be, but of course there were several well-contained campfires around them.
Yeah, there's no way they started this fire. There's no way.
At one point, Denise Richards sees a bear and she prays it away.
It was really cute, though.
She prays it away.
She does. I mean, it was just eating berries and hanging out. I mean, as long as you close your eyes and say, please don't eat me, please don't eat me, it just goes away. It disappears. You open your eyes back up, poof, it's gone.
They talk about their personal trainers, and Denise Richards says, Mark has a new trainer, a hot one. Maybe I need one. We get a flashback. I never thought I'd need this, but trigger warning, guys. There's a lot of, like, domestic violence and abuse adjacent behavior in these flashbacks. So just keep an eye on that if that triggers you. We get a flashback of him ripping her necklace from her neck, screaming at her. And so basically he's abusive and she's not telling any of these women, and she's painting it like they have the perfect marriage.
And that's why all of her friends talk shit about her, because they think she thinks that she's perfect. But she knows she's not.
And I wrote, it's a real sad state of affairs when Cam's acting is the one carrying the show.
I know.
So they talk a little bit more about the pilot, how he landed safely and abandoned them. Like, they don't even look for this guy. He could be dead in the top of a tree, a la Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they don't care.
Sherelle's husband, we learn, is running for office, and you know, he's kind of a lapdog to these politicians. And then they're going to do some paleo, and they're like, thank God we were on this cleanse, because we haven't eaten in 3 days anyway. So never, even in a plane crash, we have diet culture. There's no escaping it. You could crash your plane in the middle of the fucking wilderness and somebody's going to be like, you know,
should you be eating that?
Should you be eating that? Yeah.
Fuck off.
At the man cave, Cam is waving this gun around, getting real impatient that these bitches aren't dying fast enough.
Yeah, he's getting real pissed.
I would have really amped that up. I would have, if I wrote this, it would be very different. Very dark. We learned that Cam has made up the spa trip. It was never a thing. But don't worry about that, guys, because that plot line also goes nowhere. So Sherelle's husband's like, are you sure you could pull this off? And, you know, then he's telling the one husband, like, you could get the sympathy vote in the next election. And he's like, maybe I can.
I know.
In the wilderness, a plane goes overhead. They try to flag it down. Like, they don't see this plane crash?
I don't understand.
I know. Whatever. We go through this whole thing where Sherelle was a Girl Scout and she learned how to deal with bears. And she says, don't run, be big, make noise, which is all true. And that don't worry, guys, because that goes nowhere as well. The bear never comes back and threatens them. Yeah.
Why weren't they looking for that, like, the black box thing that's in every airplane?
Don't know.
Okay.
Because that's what Misty Quigley destroys.
Yes.
So first they're going to split up. Okay. This is the new plan. They're going to split up. Denise Richards and Sherelle are going to go look for help. And Jolie is going to stay there. At first she says she's going to stay there with Rebel's body, but then they move her body and they have a fake funeral for it.
Yeah, they do. And I do have to say that I thoroughly enjoyed when, what's her name? Back from the dead, Olivia Newton-John. Was like,
Jolie,
R.I.P. bitch. And I wrote in my notes, this is so what I'm going to say when I throw you on the whale.
So
R.I.P.
now
bitch.
We get a flashback of Rebel and Jolie talking about how in love Denise Richards and Cam are.
Okay. I have another question.
I have many,
I probably shouldn't. The husbands, the ones that are like being held, aren't part of this facade. Why aren't they texting 911? Can't you do that?
I know. They have their phones on them.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't know either.
Right?
I have no idea.
It's not just me then. Okay.
So in the man cave, Cam is like, oh, Denise Richards was a slutty, trashy barmaid in the meatpacking industry.
Ew, like, whatever.
He's like, she just didn't belong there, so I plucked her out of obscurity, and I wanted to rescue her. I hate him. Fuck off.
Seriously.
Dickbag.
I hate him.
And he's like, oh, we told our friend she was new to the city and bartended on the Upper West Side because, you know, the meatpacking district.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, she worked at, you know, one of those bars that has, like, their, you know, bras hanging on the wall and, like, you know,
whatever, I thought douchebag.
What is that bar with, it's called something Pigs.
He would get the shit kicked out of him in one of these bars, yes, so he'll never go in one.
Yes, he would.
So he says, I molded her into exactly who I wanted her to be, perfect in every way, and everything was perfect until she betrayed me, and he smashes a beer bottle, and you're like...
He throws it like 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. Turns out that this big betrayal that he found out was that he found a brochure for a townhouse. Yeah. I mean, the townhouse could have been for her mother, for a friend, for whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he knew.
Apparently, this was enough for him to hire a private plane and pay off the pilot to crash it and kill the four of them.
I mean, therapy, Jeff. I wonder how much he got paid.
Therapy Jeff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they paid for his Instagram verification for a year or something.
No, maybe.
So Denise Richards in the wilderness is admitting, the wives are all admitting to shit. Sherelle's like, I was blackmailing my husband to finance my spa. And Jolie's like, yeah, I recorded a conversation where my husband was doing some shady shit. And Denise is like, well, sometimes Cam gets real angry to the point where, like, I can't stop him and I'm scared of him and I don't know how to get out of it. This was an odd choice to have this ridiculous of a movie and a real intense, authentic, heavy plot line like this.
It was rough.
It was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable, yeah, because the way that he abuses her is really fucked up.
It's terrifying. It's
real fucked. Not that any abuse isn't fucked up, but it was bad.
So in the man cave, Cam goes to the bathroom and the other two husbands are like, we have to take this dude out. So they plan to slip something into his drink. Hmm. There's two of you. Just overpower him when he has his back to you, which he does several times.
Okay, so my next note is, why aren't they attacking him from behind? At one point, he's standing at the bar with his back to them, with the gun not even in his hand, and not they're just sitting on the couch behind
him. I would have went up right behind him and just smashed his head right down on the bar.
Thank you. Jesus. God, you know, there's a little West Side in all of us.
I know.
Come on, Cameron.
So,
or Cameron's husband friends.
Denise Richards and Sherelle leave the crash site with a purse and a sharp piece of glass.
Oh, my Lord.
And Sherelle's bitching about her husband running for office, and they're wandering around, and all of a sudden, somebody shoots at them.
I know. This is kind of funny, though.
And Sherelle gets shot in the purse, but it doesn't go through. Oh, and I meant to look this up. This was like, is it true? I have to look this up. Is it true that Teddy Roosevelt was shot and it hit his speech and the bullet didn't go through to his heart?
I'm going to look. Was Teddy
Roosevelt? Look up president. I'll do my own Google search here. President shot in his speech.
Speech. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The bullet had not reached his lung. Oh, man.
He delivered
his speech with blood seeping into his shirt.
Well, he was fucking Teddy Roosevelt, man. I mean, he was the baddest ass we ever asked.
Holy crap. I guess I don't know enough about him.
So Teddy Roosevelt's opening line was hardly remarkable for a presidential campaign speech. Friends, I shall ask you to be as quiet as possible. And his second line was, I don't know whether you fully understand that I have just been shot.
Oh, my Lord.
He said, fortunately, I had my... Okay, here it is. He reached into his coat pocket, pulled out a bullet-riddled 50-page speech, held up his prepared remarks, which had two big holes blown through each page. And he said, fortunately, I had my manuscript. So you see, I was going to make a long speech and there's a bullet. This is where the bullet went through. And it probably saved me from going into my heart. The bullet is in me now. So I cannot make a very long speech, but I'll try my best. He was wild.
That's baller.
He was like a crazy hunter. And
I love it, though.
He was wild. Okay.
that's cool.
So this is what it reminded me of. It's not cool
that that happened to him, but yeah, I get it now.
Yeah. So Teddy Roosevelt? So the purse, a la Teddy Roosevelt,
mm-hmm.
stops the, is it an arrow, mm-hmm. from going through to Sherelle's heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only in my version of Hunting Housewives is Teddy Roosevelt make an appearance. Making an
how
appearance.
About, I didn't realize that there, like, I had no idea what this movie was about when I started watching it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, they're really getting hunted.
Well, they are kind of getting hunted.
I know.
You thought hunters were out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't know.
Like,
what
you
I
didn't
thought.
Know it was the pilot hunting them.
No, I didn't know that they were going to be hunted, as in the title of the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, I was that I dumb you. That I didn't you. Even know what this was about when I started watching it. And
I got you.
When they started getting shot at, I was like, oh my God, they're really getting hunted. Duh.
I got you.
It was a real moment.
So now Denise Richards finally notices a camera because it's like,
yeah. That's the other thing. And then as they're walking through the forest, all of these cameras are making noise.
I know. I don't know about you, but okay. So two things about me. Number one, I have a hearing impairment, so I can't mm-hmm. hear a lot mm-hmm. of things. But I also have bat-like hearing when it comes to mechanical noises.
I don't
like,
understand
I can
it.
Hear something running. If I'm dead asleep, I can hear, like, what was that? What's running?
Because
I get annoyed by those noises.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I feel them in my body.
It's like a different decibel that you can't hear.
I guess. I operate on a different plane.
No.
So she rips the camera down. She sees that it's Cam Security Company. So here we go.
Yep.
She's starting to put things together. In the man cave, Sherelle's husband is horrified by everything going on. And meanwhile, the other dude is putting the shit in his beer. Then they admit they already knew the shit that he was telling them, and Cam decides he's going to double cross. I don't know what's going on. It's ridiculous.
It was losing me.
We get a flashback to Cam treating Denise Richards like shit again, telling her earrings are ugly, making her pose like she's kind of like he's saying in a slutty pose. Yeah. It's gross, guys. It's real bad.
Like he was making her rehearse how she was going to talk to his colleagues.
It's,
and he was
again,
recording it.
Again, it's a real dark storyline to put in this kind of a movie.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. So they start running around disarming the cameras now in the wilderness. And someone just starts randomly shooting at them now, like bullets.
They're disarming the cameras because the beautiful wife, what's her name again?
Sherelle.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Sherelle once took a rock throwing class when she was in Alaska, so she's able to hurl rocks at these cameras and smash all of them with no problem.
Yes, what? And I will say, if you're writing comedy, that's the kind of funny that I think is funny. And like, she's one of those friends that has done everything. She's like, I took a trapeze lesson, and I did this, and I was in Girl Scouts for 15 years. That's funny. Nothing else is.
No. And it did remind me of the time. So just so you guys know, I'm real good with a slingshot.
Oh, no.
Don't ask. Patrick bought a slingshot one year when the boys were young and we were going camping. And mm-hmm. we would like pretend knock, like shoot at, not shoot at, but I don't even sling at. What do you say? Like empty bottles. And I'm really good at it. Like, really good at it. I'm just saying. I'm really good with a slingshot. That's all.
Did you learn from having a brother?
No, I just never picked one up in my life until about 10 years ago when we went camping and we had this slingshot. And I was like, I want to try it. And I'm really, I don't know. I was self-taught that moment. But I have really good aim with a slingshot.
That happened to me. I'd never played cornhole before. And when our friends were in from North Carolina, we were playing up at the cider place, and I owned the entire place.
That's
like
awesome.
I was amazing at it.
I'm really good at horseshoes because I used to play with my dad all the time.
There you go. So, where are we?
Who knows? Doesn't
the
matter.
The feed is gone. The feed's done, and the guys are like, "What's going on?" the ridiculous pilot now, therapy, broke down therapy Jeff, is fumbling around the woods, and Denise Richard lures him out, and Sherelle pegs him with a boulder from like 20 feet away.
Which was great, because she, right in the head. Thank God for those rock throwing lessons in Alaska.
They take his gun and his phone, and they see that Cam has been texting him. So they text him back, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, and,
he starts raging and broing out. He's like, bro, I did it, bro, I did it.
His bro happened right on camera.
So Cam texts the pilot. He's like, great job. Let me send you a car. Tell me where you are. This guy's an idiot. And so they drop a pin. Like, this is ridiculous. So the girls go out. They hold up the driver. They take the car. They decide to drive to where Cam is at their country house and confront him. Meanwhile, Jolie's just in the woods.
I know. They just, they're like, they leave her there.
They just leave her.
How about, so my favorite part is, did we get to the part where there's like an animal coming at her, or did we gloss
it's
over
a squirrel
that? It's a squirrel.
Yes, I didn't cover it, but
all right. Yes, but so my favorite line of the whole show was when she says, please don't kill me, I donate to all the wildlife charities, or whatever she says, wildlife funds, it was, or whatever.
She thought it was the bear, but it was a squirrel.
It was a squirrel, and it was cute. And it was clearly not even like a real squirrel. It was like a cartoon. I swear that, like, it was not real.
Yeah. You won't convince me. Of course it wasn't.
It was so bad. Of course it wasn't.
No. So they get to the house. Wasn't there a movie? Do you remember the John Candy movie, The Great Outdoors?
Of course.
Wasn't there a scene like that where something attacks them? Or No. Mm-mm. It's European Vacation. It's a National Lampoon's Christmas.
Yes. The squirrel gets Uncle Louis.
Out of the tree. He attacks. Yeah. Okay.
Uncle Louis.
For some reason, I was thinking it was John Candy in The Great Outdoors, but John a bear Candy attacks him in that.
Has a bear issue, and then there's the shit with the raccoons eating the nougat.
And I remember when I was a kid, and there's that scene of the bear on top of the door on John Candy.
And you're so scared.
Oh, I loved that scene so much. I could so watch funny. It. And that is also... Also, where I first heard about women leaning against washing machines on spin cycles for masturbation.
Oh, yes, me too.
Yes.
Can I just tell you, that was Uncle Buck, though, wasn't it?
No, I never saw Uncle Buck. That was The Great Outdoors.
Stop the podcast.
I never saw Uncle Buck.
Amy, we're covering. I'm picking Uncle Buck as the next movie we're covering.
No, it's not, and I'm not covering it.
It's a great movie.
I'll watch it, but I have no desire to talk about it now.
Amy.
I'll watch it.
Backdoor Friends. Wait, we need to have a moment. Uncle Buck is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, who's the kid in it?
Who cares? It's so good.
Is it Macaulay Culkin?
Yes. Oh, he's one of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But I'm telling you. It is one of my favorite movies. It's John Candy.
I know
Gold.
A lot of people who love it. I'm sure it's. I just never saw. I will watch it. I just have no desire to cover it, but I'll watch it.
No, you won't. You're a fucking liar. She's lying. I'll watch it. You told me I could pick the next movie. See what she does to me.
No, we're doing Virgin River.
All right.
Okay. God, Uncle... You want to not do Virgin River and cover Uncle Buck? Okay.
Don't play that game, Mom.
I'll give you what you asked for. I'll give you what you asked for.
You guys, Uncle Buck.
I just remember that, though. I remember Dan Aykroyd was in it.
Yes.
Was Annette Bening in it?
I honestly don't remember. It's been so many years.
I need to look up who the wife was.
I'll look it up. You keep talking.
The Great Outdoors.
It's so good.
1988. Well, yeah. Yeah. Annette Bening.
Is it? I couldn't remember.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so good. Let's see.
Great.
Stephanie Farrisee was Connie. Okay. Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Annette Bening. And then there were kids in it. Chris Young, Hillary Gordon. They became nothing. Nobody else was really in it that was important. Oh my God, it was so good. Oh, I loved it so much.
I loved it too. It was amazing.
Anyway. Okay. So now we have this whole thing with this house. Okay. They get up to this country house where the man cave is. They sneak up on them. I didn't know they called the police at this point, but apparently they did. Basically, they find out that they find the guy in the panic room.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruit him to their side, yes. Which was smart.
The husband of
Rebel. Rebel's husband.
Rebel.
Yeah, because his wife's dead.
Yes, his wife is dead. Yes, yes, yes.
They kill the power. Everybody's chasing everybody around. It's a whole thing. Finally, we see Jolie is rescued by a helicopter in the woods. The cops show up at this house. Meanwhile, Sherelle's husband double crosses her and Rebel's husband is forced to shoot him.
I know. That was wild.
That was a dark turn.
That was bad. Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
Denise Richards sneaks up on Cam. They have it out. He tries to bully her and she's like, I will motherfucking shoot your face off right now. Then we see the end scene is it's a new day. The women are drinking by the pool. They toast to Rebel. And she's like, I'm so sorry about my ex-husband. I should have told you the truth about him. And they're all getting divorced and they're all happy. And that's it. End of movie.
No, the end of the movie is that she's moving to Miami. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Settle down and retire in Miami. I don't.
I would.
Miami?
I would go anywhere where there's a beach to retire.
I know, but Miami.
It's in Florida, but it's in a pretty, like, progressive part of Florida.
No, I understand that. I just feel like it's a very young scene there.
Of course
like,
it is.
That's a very party scene. I don't want to. No, I want to.
There's
be
also
on, like,
a lot of old,
beach.
Rich white men there, too.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, that's where the Golden Girls were. Miami, Miami. You've
but I feel
got
like
style.
When the Golden Girls were there, it was in its prime. Now it's oh. kind of like, it's like,
okay.
It's just not where I want to be.
It's not my first choice, but if exactly. I had to go to Miami, I would. My first choice, as we all know on this podcast, would
the
be
West Coast.
Would be California,
Santa Monica,
the golden place
San
for me.
Diego, whatever, yeah. Yeah.
But
well, I'm gonna go there and throw you on a wheel when you
mm-hmm,
die,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna say "R.I.P. bitch," and I'm gonna take that ring off your finger that you don't have. Maybe I'll cut your tattoo off your finger before you get cremated.
Oh, does Timmy have any say as to what happens
to my
remains?
Well, he's going to die first.
Okay. Okay.
We've already talked about this. Timmy is going to die first and Patrick. And then you and I, shut up. And then you and I are going to Golden Girls our lives out together somewhere on the West Coast because my kids are going there. And when you die, because you apparently I'm dying last, I'm throwing you on the whale.
I just want a little cottage.
Yeah,
on the northern coast of California.
Exactly. That's
so
exactly.
You better
point.
Have a $2 million because
well,
I don't.
I mean, we'll figure that out.
I mean, Little Miss Recap needs to really get some more listeners.
$2 million. I think it's more like 10.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Oh, you guys,
that's it. It's over. It's done. We're never doing this again.
Oh, I had fun.
Listen, I'll do something that's like sickening sweet and cute. This was just dumb.
Well, you picked it.
I picked it like a moron.
And now you're shutting it down because you made a bad choice.
Let me do some end of show announcements here. Here's what we have coming up.
Not another one of these.
Leslie and I are discussing Where is Wendy Williams, which was phenomenal.
Oh, that was bonkers, wasn't it?
We had a really, really good discussion about it. I'm very excited for you guys to hear that. That airs Monday.
Cool.
Leslie has also agreed to come in as the pop culture consultant, to talk about Quiet on the Set, which is this new documentary that has dropped about Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon, who I didn't realize was such a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Bad, right?
But the fact that I didn't even know who Amanda Bynes was I was like, okay, I need to bring Leslie in on this.
I didn't know who Amanda Bynes was until she went crazy.
Yeah, we're a little too old for that time period. As we all know,
I
had a huge crush on Alistair. Well, he was crusty. A huge crush on Alistair, who had a mullet on You Can't Do That on Television.
I know.
So that's going to be coming up now. She is out of town, so we can't record until 2 weeks from now. So that will be there.
Cool.
Also covering The Truth About Jim with Jodine Weber. Very excited to do that. Mm-hmm. That is going to be the following Monday. Somehow I'm just putting these documentaries out on Mondays. So Mondays are your day, guys.
All right.
And then on Patreon, we are doing the Daughters of the Cult.
Great story.
Great story. That's all the documentaries you have coming at you. Oh, and I can announce, I don't know when it's going to air, but I can announce we are doing another edition of Murder Club with Ace and Caitlin, and we're going to tackling Casey Anthony.
You know how.
Or as Nancy Grace called her, Top Mom.
If you need an expert to join you on that, it's me, because I was obsessed.
I was obsessed with it too, dude. I was obsessed with it too.
Ugh.
All right, so stay tuned, stay connected, jump on the Patreon if you want bonus content and to support the pod, and then follow Steph and I back here next week doing maths again. And also starting our Virgin River rewatch, and we're so excited. And it starts April 5th, episode one will drop, and we're going to do one every week.
I love it.
I mean, if we're bored, maybe we could do two some weeks, but for the most part, it'll be one a week.
Whatevs. Whatever. I do what you tell me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Join our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends.
Bring a friend in. Wonderful review.
And leave us a 5-star review. That would be nice. I did get a funny review, very cute review, that was that somebody said they loved me and Tess together, and it was like little sister energy. And I thought that was great because, yes, we are little sister rebellion is what Tess and I are leading when we're together. That's shaking off our big sisters and just doing our own thing.
I hear I've got three of those.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All right, my friend. Thank you for watching this bullshit trash with me.
Thanks for allowing me to do this one time.
I really appreciate it. And we'll never do this again.
I'm sorry.
It was my fault. I picked it.
I know. I was looking forward to doing this again.
I picked a real clunker.
Clunkety clunk.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Love your bones.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.